Hi, welcome back to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. And I have the honor of speaking with our guest, whom I mentioned to you earlier, Miss Joyce Law, who is with the Lucy Craft Laney Museum. And Joyce, it is so good to have you with me today. I've been waiting for this for a while.
It is my great pleasure, Carl, to be with you and your listening audience today.
Well, great. And you're going to be bringing us some great information. I was asking them if any of them have had the desire to do any time travel. And so they may get a chance to do that in one way or another.
Yes, yes. We can be creative.
There you go. So if you would, Joyce, though, before we start talking about that part of it, if you would share with people more about Joyce Law, and you can share with us anything from before your time with the Lucy Craft Laney Museum, but definitely move into what you're doing there now, your role at the museum.
Okay, well, thank you. Well, February has been a very busy time of the year. Traditionally at the museum because of Black History Month that's celebrated nationwide. And then here in Augusta, January is a very busy time because of our observance of the national holiday for Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. My background with the museum goes back 4 years ago. I was working as a volunteer with the museum for about 10 years, and then I had the great opportunity to start working full time. And it really is a dream for me because as an anthropologist, it's not always very easy for us to directly turn our academic experience into a full-time position. A lot of anthropologists do other things, so it's a great opportunity. But my background, though, in African-American history and heritage studies comes from my time in the military when I was a race relations moderator. And so that's how I really got my start with serious interest in African American history, in addition to all of the wonderful stories that I heard about my family's own history as free people of color and as educators and as people who did a little travel through the Great Migration from Augusta to New York.
Okay, wow. Interesting, too. African American history was part of the mix for you when you were working in race relations.
Exactly. That was the groundwork. I started hearing about African American heroes that were completely new to me, and I'm a very curious person. If you want to pick one word to describe me other than talkative, it would be curious.
I got you. And there is benefit to being curious. It can lead to so much learning.
Yes, and then education has been the driving force for minorities in particular, because that's been the key that opened the gate to just a myriad of opportunities.
Yeah. So, race relations, volunteering for 10 years at the museum. What got you started with that volunteerism?
Well, institutions don't arise by themselves. So Mrs. Betts, you can find her just about everywhere and anywhere in the community. So over a period of time of meeting Mrs. Betts, I would see her at different places. And of course, you make promises. You would say, one day I will. And then that day did come for me, you know, when she made that call, Joyce, can you? And I don't know exactly what it is I was asked to do, but but I responded in a positive manner, and I really loved it. You know, there's the house, there's the garden. I'm a Georgia Master Gardener, so whenever there's something green, it gets my attention. So I was involved in a lot of different ways, and I was a presenter. And so I did a lot of different things. So I have an opportunity to see how the museum operated overall. Mm-hmm. And so it was very natural for me to start working there full time when that opportunity arose.
I tell you what, that is so interesting. And you said that also by profession, I mean, you talk about a lady with many talents and skills. You're also an anthropologist.
Ah, shucks, yes.
Share with us more about anthropology and what the anthropologist does, what the mission is.
Well, the difference between anthropologist and historian, I work full-time as a historian. Anthropologist looks at the evolution of people's activities over time, whereas historians tend to look at very specific significance events, a timeline. But historians want to see what changes actually occurred in people's life over time. So we have a more comprehensive type of perspective of looking at things rather than just saying this happened, that happened, this happened. We look very much at a so what type of perspective. Hmm.
So almost like you're looking at cause and effect situations?
Exactly. Exactly.
Interesting.
But okay. Over a very long period of time.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Wow. So what are some of the more interesting findings that you've been involved in when it comes to anthropological discoveries?
Now, let me see. Well, I won an award from the Georgia Academy of Science for my research on African American involvement in the environmental movement in the United States. And the trend seems to be pretty consistent, whereas poor people, and particularly people of color, the areas where they live are targeted as dumps.
Yes.
And so looking at over a period of time here in Augusta, we unfortunately, the properties that are nearby the Carrie J. Mays Center, mm-hmm. that's in the Turpin Hill area, that subdivision was built on a former dump, and I think it was not disclosed to the residents there. Mm. So when a lot of the people had finished paying their mortgages or just 1 or 2 years from paying their mortgages, then they started getting cracks in their walls and the methane gas escaping. That was a tragedy. What's ongoing is the property that's near the airport. There's still Reverend Utley is still greatly involved in that. All of a sudden, that's can't think of the name of the road. In talking, it will probably come to me. But that was a landfill that's there. People probably know that particular landfill because they go to trade their metals for cash.
Okay.
But it is a tenth of a mile away from a residential section. So a lot of the people have had to evacuate from that area. And so what happens is that you may have 3 or 4 decades of people living, supporting each other, and then everyone has to disperse in a lot of different directions. So it's really not just the loss of an individual home, it's the loss and the breakdown of a thriving community.
Yes. And that is significant because I know that there are times when people are ready to move and for whatever the reason, and they don't want to because this is where I spent the last 10 years or the last 20 years. They may not know everyone in that neighborhood, but they know enough people there that that's where their comfort level is.
Exactly. And this is my home.
Yes.
Where you choose to build your roots. You know, this is where you found your success, you found your comfort, you found your direction. And so it's home.
It's home. So when you're talking about moving people from home to someplace else, they'd rather not make the move. It's not just logistical. It's emotional as well.
It's emotional because you have friends and family and maybe even work, because when you settle down, you have made that choice made upon all the different options that you think are to your benefit. You know, maybe close to work or work is available nearby. You have other family members that you enjoy sharing, you know, time with. And it's your life.
Hmm. Literally your life. That's well put. So much that the anthropologist deals with, and I tell you what, it's so interesting to know that that is part of your background.
Yes, we the anthropologists deal with stories, and I often wonder sometimes why we pay so much attention to celebrities in one way or the other, whereas celebrities enact our stories.
Yes, yes, indeed, and whether those stories are good or bad.
It's our life.
It's our life, yes.
Good or bad.
Yes.
So we're going to talk about some more good things that are taking place in Augusta to describe the livelihood of
Augusta.
We've
got to do that, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I asked you earlier if you've ever been interested in doing some time travel. How many of you watched Back to the Future? I watched it. I'll be honest with you. It's not a movie that I was crazy about. It's simply because of the situation where I was. I was working with some young people at the time, and that movie was one that they really wanted to watch. So I think I must have watched that movie about 500,000 times. Back to the Future. How about A Blast from the Past? Well, we're not going to tell you how you can do any time travel, but, well, or are we? You stay with us. You'll find out what it's going to be about.